Hurricane Alex put a stop to most oil skimming operations in the Gulf of Mexico this week. The small fishing and shrimp boats that BP has hired to do that job can't work in rough seas. Well, now a much bigger ship has arrived in the Gulf, outfitted with a never-before-tested system to skim oil hundreds of times faster. NPR's Julie Rose has the story.
You know how Kevin Costner supposedly has some kind of oil-water separating device he's volunteered to use on the spill? Well, he's not the only one. BP has received so many suggestions, it's created a hotline to collect them all. More than 100,000 have poured in, though none are as large as this.
The name of the huge oil skimmer makes perfect sense. It's called a whale. 3.5 football fields in length, about 100 yards wide.
So as we come around the front, we're going to see the slits, or the jaws as we call them.
That's Frank Masano, who spent the last 2 days ferrying media out to the giant ship, sitting idle on the Mississippi River. He's with a PR firm the ship's owner hired to unleash a torrent of publicity and help cut through red tape that could keep a whale beached. The tricked-out supertanker is the wild brainstorm of an Asian shipping mogul named Nobu Su, who happens to be reclusive. He sent one of his managers, Bob Grantham, to talk to the press.
He was sort of sitting down, watching the details of the spill, and he realized that because it had happened so far offshore, it needed something else, not just the usual skimmer-type ideas. And he immediately thought of this concept of a whale sucking in plankton and then expelling it. And that's truly where the idea came from.
So he ordered the company's newest supertanker to a port in Portugal, where crews hacked huge slits in the bow near the waterline.
We're climbing down a series of metal ladders now into the... what's basically the mouth of the whale.
The oily water is going to come
in. The ship is just a giant floating decanter. The captain will wiggle the ship's nose very slowly, and water will rush through the slats into a series of tanks. As the oil rises to the top, it'll be siphoned off, and the water goes back into the Gulf. Still oily, but less so. That's one of the hang-ups. Environmental laws say the water needs to be virtually oil-free, so the ship would need a government waiver. Critics of the oil cleanup effort argue that a large-scale disaster is no time to cling to such rules. And to some extent, many environmentalists agree. Here's David Pettit of the Natural Resources Defense Council.
You're looking at the lesser of two evils. If it were up to me, I would let them do that, or at least let them try it. Because let's face it, nothing that BP or the Coast Guard have thought up is doing much good out there.
We are frustrated.
The ship's 30-man crew is eager for a crack at the oil slick, says Chief Engineer Ashish Ghosh.
We have come all the way to USA. We just want to go in the oil field and start our job.
But BP and the Coast Guard still have concerns about the ship. Will it work, for one thing? No one has ever tried to use a supertanker as an oil skimmer. Also, can it maneuver safely in the crowded area near the leaking well? Yesterday, Admiral Thad Allen offered some cautious encouragement.
The owners made an offer to bring it down at their expense and have it operate in the Gulf area to see if it could be effective. We're anxious to find out how effective it will be.
The ship's owners have already spent millions to slice into a perfectly good supertanker without even the promise of being paid by BP. But spokesman Bob Grantham says they're confident it'll work.
Mr. Su's a very decisive man.
And early this morning, the giant whale of a ship was finally given Coast Guard clearance to ease out of the Mississippi and into the Gulf for a trial run. Julie Rose, NPR News, New Orleans.